Scripture reading this morning is from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 25 and verse 33. Verse 25, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Verse 33. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, church. So can you hear me now? Loud and clear? Good. This is the word of the Lord. So I know that this passage is not going to be very popular with some of the wives this morning. But Paulina said that this is the word of the Lord. When I study engineering, it's called applied science. Can I have the slide? It's called applied science. It was a 5-year program. Now it's called engineering. Applied science. And when I study theology, part of the program is called applied theology. And Can I have the slide changing? So all my sermons are applied sermons. So that means they are all practical. I know that some of you may wonder, is the Sunday service, Sunday worship teachings, are they practical? Can we talk about something that's practical? But everything from the scripture is practical. It's practical to make us a servant of God. It's practical for us to live an abundant life. So all my sermons are practical because it's not because of the way I present it, but because it is the word of the Lord. If it's not practical, the problem is it's not God's word, it is you. Thank you. And this morning's topic, again, I keep saying this, it's a very important message. All my messages are important because it is the word of God. And this morning's message, my topic is called the golden key. Golden key is the key to a successful marriage. It's a key secrets to a win-win in a marriage. Even though the scripture that we read this morning sounded a bit lopsided, the wife has to submit to the husband. That is not a submit son is not a good word. It's an ugly word. It's not pretty, especially now we talk about equality. So let's learn from God's word this morning. It is the key to a happy world, actually, I have to say, because a happy world starts with happy families, right? And happy families start with a happy marriage, a blessed marriage. So this morning's topic is very, very important. A broken marriage will only bring us broken family and a broken world. Just a little bit of background that to my topic this morning. You may have forgotten already in my last few sermons. I talk about walk in the wisdom. If you have forgotten that already, go back and watch the YouTube. Walk in wisdom. So what is walk in wisdom mean? To walk in wisdom meaning you walk in God's will. you walk in the Spirit, a Spirit-led life. And then my next sermon, I talked about what are some of the signs that you can see from a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit, not speaking in tongues. Someone who is filled with the Holy Spirit, first, he will join a corporate worship, praising God, like what we're doing here this morning, even though some of you on Zoom, that we join together. We don't just praise God in our own private personal devotion, but we praise God together as a corporate, as a community. And the second sign of a spirit-filled life is thankfulness. We thank the Lord for everything that He has provided us. And what is the third sign of a spirit-filled life? That's correct. Submission. Oh, okay. You don't like that. No, in a fight, submission meaning you lose the fight. Submission. Submit to one another. Verse 21, chapter 5 of Ephesians. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. We submit to the authority that's God ordained, not anybody. God ordained authority. So we submit to each other in the reverence of Christ. And then Paul continued his morning's lessons, teaching, really important teaching for everybody, not just the wives, but the husband as well. If you remember this, I can guarantee you have a happy marriage. Wow, okay, that's not by me, it's by God. The warranty is provided by God. And then Paul moved on from verse 22 to chapter 6, verse 9. They talk about three very important relationships. Both these three relationships require submission. Employers and employees, children to parents, and wife to husband. The next slide, please. Wives, submit to your husband. I may lose my popularity after this. No. A happy family, as I said, start with a happy relationship. But I read one article by a family lawyer. A family lawyer, actually meaning that's a divorce lawyer. What is there for a lawyer to handle in a family? And he predicted that 40% of Canadian marriages is going to be expected to end in divorce before they reach their 50th wedding anniversary. So I try to look at some statistics. But the last statistic that we did in Canada is quite old. It's like 15 years ago. And it's really interesting that I find from this statistic, you can search this Canada statistic, that most of the divorce, the marriage is between year 3 and year 10. So they last, some of them only last 3 years, some 10 years. So between year 3 and year 10, the majority of the divorce happen. And then it just goes on, even after a long period of marriage, there are challenge, divorce. And today, this is Paul is going to tell us a secret. But after this morning, it's not a secret anymore. To a successful marriage. Wives, submit yourself to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. Now, you may think that, okay, my husband is not a Christian, so do I have to follow this? Well, for the husband is the okay, let's do that. I think we need to change this. Okay. Next one. I'm missing a slide here. Okay. So wives, Submit yourself to your own husband as you do to the Lord. However, and then I have to go on to 1 Peter here, which is not in the slide there. So why is it in the same way? Submit yourself to your own husband, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives. So that means even if your husband is not a Christian, you still need to submit to him. Wow, this is very high expectation, isn't it? And why submit yourself to your own husbands as you do to the Lord? Wow, there seems to be no negotiation here, right? I mean, we as Christians, we all know that we have to submit to the Lord. So here is saying that you have to submit to your husband like you do to the Lord. So who can argue that? It's very serious because we all know that we have to submit to the Lord. And then Paul go on to say that some of this doesn't seem to jive with my where am I? So now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husband in everything. Not just some of the things, but in everything. I have no trouble in submitting to Cynthia in cooking. I mean, I'm not gifted in cooking. So whatever she say in cooking, I will just eat. No, so whenever we go out and eat in the restaurant, no, she did all the ordering. I just eat. So I have no problem in that. When we organize our vacation, no, she always do all the planning. So I just have to show up that morning, no, with my luggage in my hand, and I just follow. So I have no problem. But here, the scripture said that you submit to your husband in everything. That means everything. So this is not fair, Pastor Norman. We're being shortchanged as a wife. It's unjust. He wins. What do you mean by it's a win-win situation? What kind of golden key is this? Right? It's no win-win situation. He win it all. But submission doesn't mean you have to agree with your husband about anything. Submission doesn't mean that you leave your brain behind at the door when you go in the house or at the wedding altar. Submission doesn't mean that you avoid everything, every effort to influence your husband. The Bible very clearly says that we are created equal. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. The Bible very clearly taught us that men and women are created equal. So we talk about equality. This is absolutely biblical because we are all here very clearly stated that not just the male and female, we are created equal because we are all created in the image of God. And also in salvation, there's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Jesus. There's no two levels of Christians, no two status between male and female. We are all created equal. So the wife said, okay, that sounds more like it. Now you're getting some of my attention now, okay? So why do I have to submit to my husband? We are all created equal. Salvation is equal. So why did Paul or the scripture want us to submit to your husband? Why women have to feel inferior? Is submission meaning that you women will be inferior? Jesus said, by myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear. And my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me. Jesus' perfect submission to the Heavenly Father But we all know Jesus is God, is the Trinity God, and Jesus and the Father are the same. But when Jesus was on earth, he submitted to the Father. I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me. John 12:49, for I did not speak of my own accord, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and how to say it. Jesus, when he was on earth, even though he's at the same level, he's the same as God, he is God, but he showed full submission to the Heavenly Father, even till death. And Jesus is 100% God. He voluntarily submit himself. So submission doesn't imply inferiority. Submission of Jesus brought us salvation, redemption. And it's very clear, why submit yourself to your own husband as you do in the Lord? When I was working in engineering, one of my colleagues came from Asia, and he said to me, Norman, when I was, I don't want to mention the country, when I was working in Asia, in my country, even though I my job is not the poor tea, but I'm the poor tea for my supervisor. No, I hated that. Now in Canada, I don't have to do that. Well, I said, in Canada, nobody pour me tea. You know? You pour your own tea, you get your own coffee. But here, Paul is not talking about the inequality of male and female. Paul is saying that wives, submit yourself to your own husbands. So this submission is not talking about women equality here. It's talking about wives and husband only. It's talking about one and only relationship between wives and husband. So submit to your own husbands, not other people. Right? Just your own husband, as you do to the Lord. Because there is a very unique ordained relationship between husband and wife, other than other relationship at work, outside your marriage. So let's be clear that this is not talking about equality here between male and female. And we are equal doesn't mean the same. We are created, men and women are created to have different strength. When the toilet is not working, guess who we sent to fix the toilet? Me and my son changed the toilet. Last time the toilet was not working, we had to change the toilet. We had to change it 3 times because we didn't get the white gasket correct. We had to lift it up 2 or 3 times. When there was a dead bird at the front yard, we all sent the dead. Last time we got a dead bird, huge bird, even a front yard. Who do you think they sent to pick it up and bury it? Me. I went out there and pick up the bird to bury it. So submission doesn't mean that we are one is more important than the other. Equal doesn't mean that we are the same. The Bible tells us that in Genesis, I will make a helper suitable for him. The Lord said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him. A helper. Woman is created to be a helper. Doesn't mean that she is inferior. She's actually very important. Suitable for him. Only for your husband. Cynthia is suitable for me, but not for other people. And then your wife is suitable for you. So God created us a wife to help us. And so that we can both win. So it's not just the husband who win, but it's a win-win situation. That the husband will be able to perform the duties of a husband. So that the family can be a harmonize family and help us suitable for him. So don't look at other people's wife. Don't really look at your wife. Your wife is the one that God has created, picked, chose, provided for you, that's suitable for you. It's not a matter of who is more superior, who is inferior. So it's like in a hockey game. Some will be playing the forward, some will be playing as a goaltender. The roles are different. So who is it more important? Right? You say, oh, obviously the one at the front scoring the goals. But is it? If you don't have a goalie, as you know, if you watch hockey, you know that how important the goalie is. Right? They may shoot at you 30 times. No, all they need is to score two, and then you shoot at the other goal, maybe 50 times, but you can't get any in, then it's no good. Roles are different. So when the husband wins, the wife will success. Submission is still a difficult word to swallow for some of the wives maybe, but Paul continues. This may bring us a little bit clear. However, each one of you, verse 23, also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect his husband. So submission here really means to respect your husband. And a study showed that 74% of the men said that they would rather feel unloved than disrespected. For a man, it's more important to be respected than being loved. This may sound a bit weird to you if you heard this the first time. But showing respect to your husband is even more important to express your love. Respect is the acknowledgement that your husband's quality, ability, status, your admiration for him, his esteem, honor, trust. So showing respect to your husband is most important. You may say that I respect my husband. Well, ask him. Let him speak. Right? Don't speak for him. Ask him. Right? If he tells you the truth. How others treat your husband is not as important as how you show your respect to him. Your husband treasures your respect more than anyone else out there, anyone else outside the marriage. So it is very important. You may think that, what do you mean? I respect him. I wash clothes for him. I look after the kids. I buy all the groceries. I do all the shopping. I even go out and work. What do you mean? I'm not supporting him. Well, I'm sure he appreciates all this. But his mother also do all that. Look after him when he was young. But his mother loves him probably more than you do. But his mother will not submit to him. That's the difference. So in your love doesn't mean that you respect, submit to him. So maybe the first thing we have to respect is his judgment, his opinion, his knowledge, his decisions. Doesn't mean that you don't advise him what to do, but respect his decisions. Show your disagreement tactfully so that let him make the decision and then support his decisions. Don't treat him like a child. Let him make his decisions and ask for his input. But you say that, no, Pastor Norman, you don't know my husband. My husband makes stupid ideas, right? But stupid ideas is okay. Stupidity is relative. Or something you may think is stupid, maybe for some other people it's not that stupid. But as long as not dangerous ideas. Right? Stupid ideas sometimes is maybe not that stupid. Support him. Give him advice. But sometimes let him make some not as wise decision. And when he screws things up, just say that, no, nice try. Right? Don't have to say that. See, you're still the idiot, I told you so. Don't say that. Right? I just say, nice try. You do better next time. Respect his opinions. But Pastor Norman, you don't know, my husband has no opinions. No, he doesn't say anything. So one time I was at church, husband was very quiet at church. And then just the two of us sitting in the corner there. And then he started talking to me. Oh, he's so knowledgeable. He's so much. I sat there for an hour listening to him. No? And after that, no, his wife came and I said, what are you talking about? I said, well, I'm listening to your husband. No, he's so knowledgeable. So what? There's nothing to talk about at home, you know? I said, what do you mean? He said nothing at home, so I had to fill in the space and did all the talking. Well, I said, okay. maybe that is the problem. So go home and read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 to 25. And admire his, respect his ability and sometimes timing. Don't say that, haven't you done it yet? one time since they asked me to take the garbage out. And even before I have time to get up, and I said, haven't you done it yet? I said, don't say that. haven't you done it yet? I said, I can handle projects of billions of dollars. You know, I get involved with long planning, global sourcing, tens of thousands of items. Have to be arrived in a mining site on time, and I have to get all the design done, everything organized, lead a team, and then the whole plan will operable, you know, on a certain day, a certain time. You know, I can handle all those. I'm sure I can handle taking out the garbage out. And she said, I don't know what you're talking about. Just take the garbage out. So when you question your husband's ability to perform some simple tasks, I'm talking about some simple tasks, you know, not big tasks like building a house. Haven't you done it yet? Simple tasks, don't nag too much. Right? Haven't you washed the dishes yet? I mean, the guy may be watching the last 5 minutes of the NHL final, game 7. So let him finish his hockey game. So don't nag him too much. Respect his leadership and appreciate him as a provider and protector. Give him high status, high status in your eyes. Don't look down upon him. Don't look down upon his work. That's most important. A man sees his work very important. His job may not be bringing home a lot of money, but to him, that is the most valuable part of his contribution to the family. He's the bread earner. So respect him. So Cynthia Seymour said there, you know, thank you, Pastor Norman. You know, I don't have to work for all these years. You're earning enough to support the family so that I can serve in the church with you. So she always says thank you to me, and then I always thank her for looking after the kids, supporting me in ministries, for all these years, supporting me to go into full-time ministry. Work is really important for a man. And never embarrass your husband in front of his friends. Don't ever try to be smart and tease him, tease your husband in front of your friends. Never do that, because it's never funny. Always support him in the public. And I don't know why when I look at the Valentine cards, no, we don't buy that anymore. But when we were younger, since then I have exchanged Valentine cards. But when I used to look at Valentine cards, and I find that all the cards are already saying, you know, I love you, honey, all this. But for a man, this is not the most important thing. If I am creating a card, I will say that, no, honey, I submit to you. But I'm sure that card will sell really well. Or I respect you as my heel husband. I haven't seen a card like that. They all say, I love you. But to men, love sometimes is assumed. It's not that important. So all the men and the wife. So listen to me. To him, respect is more important than your love. So repeat after me in your mind. Respecting him is more important than loving him. Because when you respect him, treat him like a Superman, Captain America, Spider-Man, then he will feel that you love him. You don't need to act like you're a Wonder Woman. I don't think husband appreciate Wonder Woman too much. Listen to him. Treat him as the spiritual leader of the family, head of the family. And trust me, he will give you something in return that you want. If you want to destroy a marriage, very easy. Show no respect of him, especially in front of others. I can guarantee your marriage won't last very long. One time, a few years ago, before the pandemic, We're eating in a Chinese dim sum place. And you know how some of the Chinese restaurants are, they pack you like sardine so that you can squeeze more people. So the next table is about 6 inches to ours. And then there's an older couple. The husband is next to me, and the wife is across from me. They're a little bit older than us. And during the whole lunchtime, the dim sum time, the wife was nagging, complaining, sometimes even shouting at her husband. The little poor guy sitting next to me just quietly eat his har gao. I don't know how he can do that. I don't know how he can enjoy his har gao siu mai. He just quietly eat. And because it's so close, and I felt like that she was shouting to me, right? It's just about 1 meter from me. So there was an instance I almost want to stand up and read this scripture to the guy. Better to live in the desert than with a quarrelsome and nagging wife. But lucky that I didn't say that. I would be in trouble. He probably throw the hug out to me or the garbage. It is very important. Because all females have this mother nature. Don't act like your husband's mother. But Pastor Norman, it's not fair. You're telling us how to respect our husband. But what do we get in return? Well, you get something that you want. The only thing that you want from your husband in return, you get from him. I think you missed two slides here. I don't know if it's a little bit of a it's verse 25. Husband loves your wife just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. I read again since I missed the slide there. Husbands, okay, wake up. You're already awake because it's such an exciting message for you, the other husbands. I mean, they love this message. It's the wife that falling asleep or getting mad. Husband, love your wife just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. It means to die for your wife. Wow. Now, who's getting a better deal here? You have to die for your wife like Christ died for the church. You have to love your church so much like Jesus loved the church and die for the church. Wives, isn't this what you want all your life? Somebody loved you, you know, die for them. Who's getting a better deal here? Story about a pig and a chicken walking down the road. And then they see all these fast food restaurants doing really well. I said, wow, okay, chicken and a pig. Let's open a fast food restaurant. So how should we call this restaurant? So the chicken said, oh, how about ham and egg breakfast? So the pig think about it for a minute. Oh, that's not a good deal for me. Ham and egg. So for you, it's only involvement. You only have to produce eggs. But for me, you have to cut for me and make the ham. No, I'm not going to. This is a raw deal, ham and egg. For me, it's commitment. For me, it's life commitment. For me, it's sacrifice. The pig said, no way. Who is getting a bad deal here? For the wife to respect your husband. But for the husband, in return, you get in return love and his life. Like Jesus, like Christ loved the church and gave himself for you. So isn't this a win-win? Actually, I don't know who's winning more now. The chicken or the egg, chicken or the pig here. The wife or the husband, it doesn't matter. Love your wife. My secret to loving my wife is my secret. My secret to love your wife, cherish your wife. May your fountain be blessed and may you rejoice in the wife of your wife, youth. Cherish your wife. Cherish, think, love her like when you were dating her, your wife. That's my secret. It's also from the Bible. Love your wife. Think of how you just date her and love her. Hold your hands for when we walk. Since I love walking, she doesn't expect much in life. We don't go anywhere, even when it's not the pandemic. But she likes to walk. So when I try my best to go and walk, you walk, hold your hands and give her a hug. Talk together. We talk a lot. Cindy and I, we like talking to each other. I think we both share time. We both like talking. We talk. And most important, now pray together. That's how you show your love to your wife. You may think that, no, I work really hard. I earn lots of money. That's not important to your wife. All the seals in your bank account. Your time is more important. Pray with her. Spend time with her. Holding your hands and give thanks to your wife. I thank her almost every day. I thank her to make me the breakfast, make me dinner, give up her career as an accountant to support me to serve, always supporting me when we move from churches to church, support me when we decide to start a Mandarin congregation here, despite that none of us speak Mandarin at the time. So we both went to night school and studied Mandarin for a year and a half. And then we started a Mandarin church. She supported me. She came with me to learn Mandarin, and then ended up, she's a better student than me in speaking Mandarin. I thank her for everything. Your love, your time to your wife is more important than the money, the house, the material things that you think will bring her enjoyment. So when your anniversary comes, you buy her to give her two gifts. Oh, it's your 50 years anniversary. You give your wife two gifts. One is a diamond earring. The other, you write her a poem, a love poem. So you give her both these two gifts. Another 30 years later, you are in heaven now, the husband. The husband is in heaven now. So the wife alone in her old house by herself. Now here comes the 80th anniversary, wedding anniversary. Do you think the wife will take out and look at that diamond earring and think of you? Or do you think he'll pick up that love poem that you wrote for her and treasure the relationship? Go and ask your wife what would he prefer if she can only pick one. No? Rejoice in the wife of your youth. Cherish your wife. That's my advice. It's actually God's advice, not my advice. When you respect your husband, she will love you. When you respect your husband, he will love you like crazy. Young men may go after beautiful girls, pretty girls. But a true man, husband, will go after a woman that respect her, respect him. Respect, submission is more important to a man than beauty. When you show respect to your husband, she will love you more. He will love you more. When he loves you more, you will respect him more. So it is a circle of blessing. Respect, submission, love, commitment, sacrifice. So recently, I am scanning some of our old photos, some of the old right on my photos, and so I'm scanning a lot of photos for Cynthia. So I found some of her older photos when she was 18 years old, when she was really young. So I said, "Oh, I never seen her. I never seen you when you were so young." So I put all some of her photos, into a big. I cut and paste into a big photo, a little portrait in there, and then I put myself at the center there. And then I said to Cynthia, "No, the greatest, deepest regret in marrying you," and then you stare at me. "That's a regret, a deep regret in marrying you." And you stare at me. "The regret I have in marrying you is I wish I have met you younger, earlier, when you were young. then you can be husband and wife on earth longer. So, husband and wife, this morning, respect, submit to your husband. Respect him. Hey, you will get the love back. Tenfold, hundredfold. When you love your wife more, hey, she will respect you. Let's pray. Father, we want to entrust the couples, husband, wife, you. Let the wife learn how to submit, respect the husband as required. And let the husband give their lives to the wives, love her, and the ones who are not married yet. And also let us learn from this, and because this is your will. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.